what is the show and when's it on?
So the show is called Smorgasbord, and it's on the 16th of July at 7 p.m. at a Playhouse.
At the Playhouse, great stuff. Wonderful. Decent time slot as well. And is it a bunch of comedians?
Yeah, it's three of us coming over, from Yorkshire. And we're all a little bit different, hence the name Smorgasbord. There were originally four of us, but one of us can't make it. So we're all a little bit different from each other, and we just thought we'd put on a bit of a show of what's happening over in Yorkshire.
Whereabouts in Yorkshire? Are you all from the same place? Or are you...
No, I'm from Dewsbury in West Yorkshire, home of 2008 Celebrity Mum of the Year, Karen Matthews. My good friend, Johnny Brooke, who's also on a bill, lives just the other side of Wakefield in a place called South Emsall. And then we have Susie Frost, who's down in Sheffield. So we've got sort of Western and South Yorkshire catered for very well. So, yeah.
Right, so we're going to get a good look at the whole of Yorkshire.
We haven't got anyone from like East Riding because, you know, those guys don't, we don't roll with them. North Yorkshire can look after themselves as well. They're all a bit too upper class for us. So.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. So what's your plans for the show? Are you taking this to Edinburgh as a mixed bill, or do you?
No, we're just having a dabble at sort of some of the sort of maybe the less well known sort of local municipal kind of festivals. None of us are going to Edinburgh this year, and none of us have ever been before. We've all been going for a similar amount of time, sort of a fewer than 4 years between. You know, Johnny and I started at a really similar time in 2018. I think Sue started after that, and we just thought. You know, none of us have quite enough status, or maybe none of us have written a full show.
Yeah.
But we all have, in our opinion, really good, solid sort of 20-minute sets that are good club-style sets.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And if we kind of joined forces, we could put on a good hour that showcases what we can do and gives us a little bit of experience of what it's like to go and do a show as part of a wider fringe and so on. So it's just a bit of a toe in the water for us as a first call, really.
That's great.
Maybe next year or year after, we might go elsewhere and, you know, do a bit longer. Johnny and I have got plans to maybe do a two-hander at some point as well and just stretch it out.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Are you gigging regularly then?
Yeah, so I'm married with kids and I have a full-time job still, so I don't gig as often as perhaps I would like from a sort of a progression point of view, but considering we've all been going a relatively short amount of time and we've had COVID, we've all hit a nice sort of level. Johnny and I are you know, sort of just breaking into the weekend club circuit now, and Suze is, she's probably about a year behind that because of where she's at in her career, but she's definitely going to get there. So it's just nice for us to kind of get out and do something together. It's just a bit of a little different experience. But yeah, I've just, if I look knackered today, it's because I've just done three late nights in a row gigging all over the place. So it's what I want to be doing. But it does take a toll when you've got a family and a full-time job as well. So,
well, it does. I think it was Russell Kane was saying, you know, this is your university equivalent, 3 years on the road,
yeah,
nights doing that. You know, it's the university education. It's great.
Absolutely,
you're getting there and doing it. And this is the career option. This is what you want to be doing.
Certainly, for me, I'd love to be able to do it and have it as my main source of income. And I think Johnny's definitely in that place as well. I'm not so sure about Suze. I think she's still at that stage where she's finding her feet and we'll make her mind up about that. But I think pre-COVID, I was looking at it and thinking, well, if I carry on with this sort of level of progression, in a few years' time, maybe I could go part-time at work and try and transition. And then I think that COVID and the horrible time that really established, successful, fully professional comics had should give anyone who's thinking of making the move pause for thought and just make sure that, you know, you're in a position to do it. You know, if I was 25 and I didn't have kids and a mortgage, then it would be a no-brainer. You know, I'm fully in the midlife crisis mode now, and you know, and I've still got a mortgage, and you know, and diesel costs a chuffing fortune. So it's just having that sort of reality aspect, I suppose, of I'd love to do it. It would be, if someone said to me now, I could guarantee you just enough to cover the bills and feed yourself, and all you have to do is gig, I'd bite your hand off. Yeah. But we all know that's never guaranteed. So
No, absolutely not. So do you get to your gigs on your new Flash motorbike, or how?
No, I wish. I'll tell you what, it is the weakest midlife crisis ever. I drive a Ford Mondeo and I've got a roof box. It's poor from that point of view. But you know, sensible family car, that's it, with a dog normally in the back. So
about the comedy then? So why, I mean, I'm presuming that you've come to it later in life as well.
John, and again, Johnny's a similar age to me. He and I gig together a lot. We hit the road together a lot, and both for different reasons came to it quite late. My story would be that I always fancied having a go, but I always bottled it from the point of view of, if I'm assuming we can't swear on this, so I'll keep it clean. If I died on my backside, I knew it would crush me. If like the first time I got on stage, I wanted the ground to swallow me up, that would be it. Because all my mates would always say, and Johnny's had this as well, you should be on the stage the way you are down the pub and all this. And I know, I'm not naive enough to not know that it's very, very different bouncing off your mates with a beer inside you than it is on the stage on your own. My mum died 14 years ago. And I did loads of fundraising for cancer as a result. I did loads of running, and I did the Great North Run and London Marathon and loads of 10Ks and stuff like that, despite the fact that I'm a big old fat so-and-so. And I suddenly thought, well, I can't keep asking people for money just for me to haul my lardy bum around London or wherever. And then my uncle, I was up in Glasgow, and he said, why have you never done stand-up comedy? You'd be natural at it. And I just said, because I'm scared to. And he just went, you only live once, just do it. And within a week of that, I saw a tweet from somebody I knew on Twitter who locally had done a course. It turned out it was a charity course for Cancer Research UK, and it all added up. And I thought, do you know what? If I'm awful, I can at least raise a few quid, and I've done something that I wanted to have a go at. And thankfully, I wasn't awful, and I got that bug, you know, that laughter's like my crack, and you know, it's that always chasing the next high, I suppose. So that was it, and you know, said to my wife, you know, I did that one gig. I think I'd like to do some more, and then. That's it, and now I'm promoting my own nights in pubs around Yorkshire and out gigging all the time. And so the smorgasbord is me as an act, but also me as a promoter putting it out there. So yeah,
that's great. So so you've got several pubs, have you?
I've got, at the moment, I've got, I think, 5 regular monthly nights. I've got a couple in the offing, and a couple that are sort of every now and again they'll get in touch and say, should we do another night? So that's quite nice, and that's all around West Yorkshire, really. So from Leeds, Huddersfield, Halifax, Bingley, I've got sort of places all over. They're all relatively small venues, you know, sort of, I've got most of them are sort of 30 or 40, and then I've got one that's about 100. They're mainly monthly, and I just love it. It gives me a chance to MC a lot and sharpen my MC skills, but also I just really enjoy working with other comedians, booking people, putting them on, and people, I get the luxury of booking people that I find really funny. Yeah. and sitting back and watching them and calling it work. So it's lovely.
That's great. That's absolutely Oh, lovely, man. Lovely. So the onward journey, is you've got it all planned, haven't you? You've pretty much got it mapped.
Certainly got a sense of direction. And I think with the promoting and with that, it's all just trying to do higher quality, bigger, better shows, whether I'm there as an actor or as a promoter. And, you know, this weekend I made my debut at Ruffle. I opened one night and MC'd another night for them, which felt like just another little step on the rung. I'd done some club middles at weekends and stuff, but this was just that little next step up, and you know, I felt it went really well. And you know, promoting the shows, I'm looking at doing a couple of bigger specials, maybe hiring a bigger venue and sticking some money behind it and see how we get on, if we can get a bigger name in, and see if they'll sell, and just kind of just organically grow it like that, really. Just been nominated for the best promoter in the Yorkshire Comedy Awards, which is nice. Yeah, I was really happy with that. I won't win because I'm up against some very established and very good people. But just to be mentioned is lovely. One of 4 nominees, and one of only 2 in West Yorkshire. The other 2 are South Yorkshire. So I was really happy with that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. Very much. Congratulations. Well, this is great. I can't wait to see you guys. 16th of July, 7 o'clock, which actually 16th of July is going to be a corking comedy night.
The lineup of shows looks really good. You know, in terms of what people can expect, I suppose, is I bring the filth. I'm sort of Mr. Smut. Sue's brings a nice perspective on kind of dating and a little bit more quirky. And then Johnny brings a bit more filth and a bit more, he's physically disabled. So he talks a lot about his legs not working and the challenges that might throw up for him. So it's not for kids, but it's good fun. I think it's a nice, it's just the right side of too dark, Johnny's set. So I think it's hopefully a little bit of something for everyone. We tend to just have a laugh ourselves, so hopefully it'll be a feel-good show.
Brilliant. I think it's sounding like you're going to live up to the title, Smorgasbord.
Yeah, a nice little bit of something for everyone, like a comedy buffet, hopefully. So.
Right, how are we doing,
mate? Good, how are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. It's been 3 years.
Yeah, I think last time I saw you was in Edinburgh at the Balloon Bar, was it around?
Yeah. The Loft Bar.
Yeah, that's it, the upstairs one.
Yeah, for Beyond Radio.
Yes, it's lovely to see you again, and thank you for so much for putting on this festival. It's I think you're such a kind soul and a good spirit, so it's always nice to do stuff with you.
You've guaranteed a spot next year.
I know how this works.
Matt, you'll have to refresh my memory, mate, because my brain is Swiss cheese. When are you on?
So I'm on the 16th of July. I believe it's 9:30, but let me just go and double check.
No worries. And 16th, that's Saturday night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Saturday the 16th. There we go. And what's... Sorry, no, that's fine. You are.
Yeah.
9:30, you're closing us, which is great.
Nice.
I loved your show the last time. That was the first time I'd seen you. And it did really well for you up in Edinburgh as well.
Yeah, it was a really... It feels like a generation ago for me. Yeah, I've definitely had a metamorphosis in the last couple of years. So it feels weird going back to that time and in that head frame where I was doing that show as well. Because, the show was called Here Comes Your Man. And it's... I find it really, really... It was a show about, it was my first hour in Edinburgh. I've done other hour shows before, but this is my big debut. And it was a show I really handcrafted. It was about kind of love and relationships. But then it was about a breakup, but then it was kind of about resilience. But it meant a lot to me to do that because it felt like a lot of emotional investment was in that. And I was writing that show as it happened. So everything that happened to me, I was processing it on stage, which... Now I'm older, that's not necessarily a good thing to do.
Just go to a counsellor, man.
I really should have. But but at the time, you're writing on stage, and I took a lot of risks with it. But I think what it turned out to be was a really wonderful kind of like a perfect sphere of comedy. You know what I mean? And I was really proud of it. And I did a little tour after it as well, got some lovely reviews. And I think anyone who goes to Edinburgh wants to kind of have that big breakthrough moment, but I don't think that happens very rarely, if ever, for a lot of people. And I feel that was as good as it gets on the first time for most, and I felt really happy with it. It was something I was dead proud of, and
rightfully so, mate. It was. You said it yourself. The emotional investment was there, but it was a genuinely genuine show. It was you on stage, and it was genuinely you being you on stage, and it was lovely to sort of meet you and go through that emotional journey with you. What's this show like?
So and I'm glad you said that, because I feel like my comedy is meant to be like a genuine thing, and I think that's what this show is as well. I think all my shows are 100% me. I don't hide behind any like facade or anything like that, and I think that's what makes it so warm. It's meant to be having those good vibes. So this show is called Hossa Nova, and it's a bit of an interesting show because this is the show I was meant to do in 2020 in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but there's a thing going on in 2020. I'm not sure if you picked up on it, but it's
also a regular refrain with Edinburgh acts. Well, this is my 2020 show.
Yeah. Well, It was meant to be a show about morality, about environmentalism. It's about meant to be a show about saving the world. However, because of COVID, it kind of derailed all that, and it changed my life in that kind of way. And the show is about kind of being like, it's about trying to survive. You know what I mean? It's about kind of like, we try and do your best, but also just well done for making it through. And it's about that experience. It's about me starting to change a little bit as a person, and growing more in a different way. It's a show that kind of talks about my life in lockdown, but also my life outside of comedy. Do you know what I mean? Because like when I was doing that 2019 show, Here Comes Your Man, my whole life was obsessed with comedy, and it was like I was really gunning for it as much as possible. Now, however, it really, I think I've changed, and it's felt that kind of like the departure from that, and kind of try and enjoy life on a more down to earth basis.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds as if you really have changed. not changed, but it sounds like a little bit of growth. I suppose there's that youthful enthusiasm, isn't there, for the first one, and then you're enjoying the ride.
Yeah, I think it's evolution, right? So it's kind of like it's growth. I'm still me, but it's more of a refined me. And the older I get, the more self confident I get, and also with comedy as well. Do you know what I mean? I get so much. I can write more things I've had in my head for a while, but in a way that's accessible and funny. Because like when I first started, I would just write weird things and. I am a weird person, but it's to if you just say something weird, that's not necessarily funny, but you have to kind of translate it to funny, if you know what I mean. And the older I get, craft. Yeah, you're right. And it's about kind of building on that. And I feel like I take a lot more risks in terms of that. Not necessarily risks, but like things that I thought might not work, but do make me laugh quite a lot. Like at the start of the show, I really just go off the deep end. There's no like kind of artifice with it. I just go for it, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. And so you're obviously doing Edinburgh. Any targets for this year's Edinburgh? Anything that you really want out of the Fringe? What does success look like coming out of Edinburgh?
I think it's I think for any act in Edinburgh, it's just Edinburgh as an arts festival is a pressure cooker, and it's a very, very stressful environment. You are putting a lot of money on the line to go up there for a month to basically not make any money, to have a lot of stress for 3.5 weeks, and with that comes a lot of emotional turmoil.